Woodman?
Yes, Millie Ford. Our next speaker is Jeff Binns.
In honor and glory to the angels. Can you hear me in the back? Okay. Just starting to get up and my throat started to dry up, so I wouldn't want to run out of gas while I'm up here. Like we said, unity is the theme of tonight. And I just want to talk a little bit about what unity means to me and where I've seen it in my life. Where I want to start is in our family, in my family in particular, with my wife and son who are here today. What I think unity is having different opinions, having different philosophies, but being able to be there when you need them. And my wife and I, we work together, and now my son is starting to work with us. And today, you know, I told him I needed him there today, and he was there, and he comes in and helps. Whenever I ask my wife for help, you know, she always gives it to me, and she asked me, or my son asked me. And I think really that's what unity is having that trust that somebody's going to be there to help you when you need it. In our classes, we also feel the same type of unity. When we need prayers, we have it. We share with each other God's stories that happen to us. And sometimes they're God's stories in the making. Might be something not going on so well since work is, we spend a lot of time in work. A lot of the stories come about with work. And I share with my classmates something that was happening to me with my work, where I need some extra prayers. I had it, because at our work, to be successful, we need people who are really pulling with one another, helping. We're just a small company, 5 or 6 people there. And we had a problem with an employee who was doing some things that we weren't aware of. We put a lot of trust in him, made him a manager, and we thought, hey, this guy is really gung-ho. He wants to work all these extra hours, and we tried to reward him and everything. And he started to do some things or say some things to other employees, and people that he was in charge of didn't seem to last very long. And we didn't think too much, and we thought, well, we're just not finding the right people out there. So we really worked, to try to get form of unity at work. And then after 9/11, our business went really down. And it dropped off more than it had in a couple of years. And for the next couple of months, it took a little while to recuperate. And then this person came to us and says, you're supposed to be paying me, you owe me about $10,000 because as a manager of the company, because I'm not really a full-fledged manager of the company, and you should be paying me for overtime for the last 2 years. And we've done so much for this person, and we knew that we haven't done anything to abuse, that relationship with somebody. We always feel like, that's the most important thing. Our employees are the most valuable people in the world to us, outside of our family. And so I opened up to our class. I let them know what we're going through. And just in opening up to them, sharing with them what had happened, I knew that I would have the strength to go through it. It was very devastating for my wife and I, because the labor laws are such that we knew we were doing what was right, but there was just one small flaw, and that was we didn't have enough people in our company for him to manage. And he was always trying to get rid of people so that he wouldn't have that many people to manage. He had to have at least 2 people to manage. So going to the labor board, we knew we were really up against the fight. And we had to pay for, or we hired an attorney, and we were just doing everything we could think of. We were talking to people, talking to attorneys, talking to the Chamber of Commerce, and they said, well, you should just settle with them. You know, past experience says, that one thing where he's not managing, you know, two people underneath him, that's gonna hurt you. You're not gonna win. And we said, no, you know, we know that we didn't do anything to this person, and we know that he's trying to take advantage of us. And so what happened was, we got an attorney. We had a labor board, or we had a meeting with the labor board, and about a month before that we were supposed to go there, he was being rude to us, and so we said, why don't you just go home? You know, we don't have to listen to that. We don't care that you've already taken us to you already reported it. You have no right to talk to us like that, so just go home. And then he said, well, I'm giving you my notice. He said, oh, that's a fair answer. Just kidding. So then when it came time to go to the labor board, we were feeling less than 50% that we were going to win, because in past experiences, the government usually favors the employee. And when the time came, this person didn't show up. And that was a real God story for us, because it was prayer's answer. We didn't want it. And even though he didn't show up, the labor board still questioned us as if he was there. They said, well, what about his vacation time? So we paid him for all his vacation time. So what about this? What about that? And so we knew that if this person had shown up, that we would have been really tough on us. But he didn't show up, and that was a God story. The other God story was that the attorney that we hired, not by chance, but by help from angels, was somebody that has a similar thought as we do, believes in angels, believes in the healing energy. And she never gave us a bill. She just did it pro bono. And that saved us thousands of dollars too. So I can say, I've covered everything I had on my little notes here. Unity to me is, like I said, not necessarily having the same thought pattern, because we all have been brought up different religions. Some of them, us, may not have any religions. But we still are helpful to one another in our own way. And that just the unity of the angels, my classmates, my family, I feel like challenges like this are not insurmountable. And maybe not always work out the way they did this time, but I really feel blessed by the angels for this happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
And also, Anna helped me too. She's a human resource counselor, administrator, something. Yeah. And she gave me a lot of information that she had at her disposal, and that was really helpful.
The angels were helping.